You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Make sure you have subscribed to all of our stuff, all of our podcasts on Spotify, Apple, and the Ace and TJ family app. Got all of that. Subscribe, download, like. We have a story of a guy who has gone through tremendous pain and left him looking at a pool of his blood in the bathroom. What happened to this poor fella? And could it happen to you? We'll find out next.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast. More next.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, the Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
All right. Ace, I don't know if it was like this when you were growing up, but it was with my dad and all of his friends and pretty much any adult man, which is redundant.
Yeah.
Any man and grown man is redundant as well.
I'm a grown man.
Mm-hmm. And grown ass man just means has right been it. Played out. Yeah. I mean, people have been saying that since it was funny when we started it in the late 70s.
I always think that means there's about to be a fight.
I'm a grown ass man.
Who are you talking to? I'm a grown ass man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something's about to pop
Somebody's
off.
About to get hit.
I'm a grown ass man. But when there was a story or something happening in a foreign country and people didn't know exactly what country, it just always covered it to say overseas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good one. That's overseas.
So, hey, did you hear that story from overseas about that guy? So there was never was any. It wasn't a question about it either. Like what country?
Right.
Over what sea? None of that. It was just overseas.
There's quite a difference between France and India, both of which happen to be overseas.
Right. Or even referring to overseas as Mexico sometimes or Canada.
Overseas. You know,
Mexico. It'd be over rivers and lakes. But anyway, this happened overseas.
Overseas.
A guy sits down on the toilet. And when he sat down on the toilet, he'd been there for a second doing his business, and he felt a sharp pain in his testicles.
Oh, that's a snake.
And then all of a sudden, he jumps up, and there's blood everywhere. He's just bleeding like crazy because a 12-foot python had just bitten him while he was on the toilet.
A 12-foot python?
Yeah. Which begs the question, if you're going to be bitten by a snake in the private area, if you're a guy, which one would you rather the snake bite? Your twig or berries?
Probably the berries, I guess.
Yeah, I guess,
I mean, if I have to sacrifice one, I mean... Is there a right answer?
Yeah. No, I'm just, right, no.
It's just your opinion. What's the right answer? I don't know.
No, just what you.
I think it would have to be the berries, right?
I guess. I mean, it's the better of two options to
heal
me.
Up faster.
But if it's on the twig, it doesn't have to be on the very end of it. It could be, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't picturing the very tip of it. Where you were.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's it is likely. I mean, if you're, it's
yeah,
if the snake is below you, so that's crazy. How do you not notice a 12-foot python in your toilet?
It probably wasn't visible when he opened the when he sat down. It kind of stuck its head out after
12 feet. What's not visible?
But it's not it fully balled up in
it's
there.
It's back into the pipes.
It's in the pipes.
It was down in the a 12-foot python could fit in a toilet pipe.
Well, it's 12-foot long python.
So, which I feel like I would have seen it. I don't know anything.
Well, once you sit down, then it decides to, oh, I wonder what's going on there, and we'll go on and see what's going on.
I'm
going to
hear it. There's just no way. A 12-foot python's getting me on the gonads. There's no way without me seeing it.
But we have stories like this all the time, but they never add the details about whether or not, if there had already been something in the water, you know what I mean? If he didn't just sit down, he'd already been doing his business. And the snake had to come up to
like, if that's what caused the snake to come up, like, what's going on? I don't like
it. Stinks in here.
Yeah.
Which I think adds to it on the disgusting level. Cause would you rather be bitten by a python on your sack if it doesn't have poop on it? Or if it does have poop on it. I mean, I think adding the poop to it. Anytime you add poop to something, it makes it worse.
Yeah,
a poop snake.
Agree. Always makes it worse.
Wow, what a day. I mean, you think you've got it bad. You got bit by a 12-foot python on the junk.
And it's bleeding like crazy.
It's bleeding like crazy.
And that's what I think the difference would be. I think if it does get into that area, you're going to have more blood than if it bites you. It's a python. They don't have fangs.
They don't?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't think they do. They have tiny teeth.
Oh, do they?
I think.
I know the python is the one that'll scoop. Is that the
python, boa constrictor, all
of them. They squeeze you to death, I think.
Yeah.
But I bet they do. I bet even if it's got small teeth,
it has teeth. Yeah, it can bite you and it hurts.
It hurts like hell.
But it's not venomous.
Yeah.
But I think it's tiny rows of teeth.
Oh, my God. This is terrible.
So sharp little, like puppy teeth probably is what I imagine it being like.
Yeah.
Which is super sharp.
Uh-huh. Pythons do not have fangs. They do have back curving teeth that grab the prey and don't allow it to escape.
Yeah.
Would you rather have it bite you or get up there and damn squeeze them?
Oh, bite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean that.
Oh, you mean just squeeze you down there, not be all the way around?
Yeah, no, just like on your nuts. No, like, just like.
No,
that would be terrifying.
Yeah, I'd rather be bitten, like quick, bam.
Yeah,
I'd rather have a sharp piercing pain than the thing locked in, and you're like, oh, now what do I do?
Oh my gosh!
Imagine that.
So,
pain.
So that tells me that the python thought that was a mouse or something
hanging above. Yeah,
because if a python gets ready to eat a goat or something like that, that's when they squeeze them. Mm-hmm. To death, but they're not going. They can't really get around a python that big. I wouldn't think would have to worry about squeezing a mouse.
Yeah,
they just bite it.
Oh my gosh, so disturbing. That is crazy.
And for some reason, the picture in the article is a side by side of the snake hanging halfway out the toilet. And the picture of the guy standing out in front of a wind farm. I guess they said, hey, can you send us a picture of yourself?
You the best one I got.
How about this?
But the bad part about it is he still looks like he just got bitten in the nuts by a snake in the picture.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, he's got this look. He's like,
It's just sitting in the toilet like that?
Yeah.
Did he kill it?
I don't know. I didn't read the whole thing.
How embarrassing. You bring over the animal control people, and they're like, damn, boy, you blew it up in here. You're like, okay, can you just get the snake, please?
Just get the snake.
Come on. No, I mean, this stinks for real.
Do you try to kill it, or do you just, like, close the bathroom door? And like,
I got to kill it.
I don't know what to do about that.
I want to kill it. Well, wait, he's got
their quotes here. But how do you kill it, though? You can't beat it because it's going to break your toilet.
Okay. Yeah, and it looks like it was still in the toilet when he took the picture.
Yeah. Okay, I don't quite understand this reaction. I didn't read down this far into it. It says, quote, I felt something biting my balls. It was very painful. So I put my hands in the toilet to see what was wrong.
What?
I was shocked that I grabbed a snake. I qu- quickly stood up and plucked it out. Ooh. There was blood everywhere, but I was more shocked to have found a python in the toilet.
Meaning he blindly just reached between his legs into the toilet?
I guess he saw something move.
Oh, my God.
And then his last name is Thangtawanan. Thangtawanan said his, quote, testicles are safe now, end quote.
Good.
And he's lucky it wasn't a venomous snake. Well, yeah. Mr. Brightside here. Yeah, I mean, seriously, look at him.
Whoa.
Even if his injuries have healed, the mental scars still haunt him.
Yeah.
And he hasn't used that toilet again since.
I would be hard pressed to use any toilet, I think, at that point.
Mm-hmm. Which that is, I guess, the reason why he looks so uncomfortable in that picture that we saw. I mean, he hasn't pooped in a month.
He's a little backed up.
He said, every time I go, I check what's inside and put brush in there to make sure.
But there is no way under any circumstances that if I thought I saw movement in the toilet, that my first move is not going to be get away from it.
Yeah.
He just sticks his hand into the toilet blindly. No, sir. I'm getting off that toilet and stepping a few steps away before I start to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, but you live in America. He's living overseas. And they don't ever know, you know, what's going to attack them. What he probably needed it for the hospital information to say, hey, what was that? So see if they have a treatment for it. I mean, it could have been some sort of an exotic spider or something coming up out of there.
Either way, I'm getting away from it.
He needed to know. He needed to know what it was.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.